Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for today is the reading earlier just read from 1 John 3. I bring belated greetings from our Savior Lutheran Church in Union City, Michigan. And it's a God incidence that our field worker Sean happens to be the organist here this morning as well. I don't think a day goes by when my 7-year-old son, Evan, a variant of the name John, appropriate for the epistle today, doesn't come running down the stairs complaining that his 12-year-old brother is aggravating him. Of course, since the 12-year-old, appropriately named Adam, was confirmed yesterday on Reformation Sunday with 4 other boys, I know that he'll never aggravate his little brother again. Oh, the way these little children act. Can't you just both get along? But what about you not so little children? You're worse than mere aggravators, for you hated your brother, which makes you murderers. Repent, O Cain, for you've killed your brother, Christ. You hated him since conception. By nature, you're evil murderers who nailed your Savior to a cross. And the result of this unrighteousness is that you would abide in death without eternal life. But your Savior brother loved you, his brothers, nonetheless. He, the loving brother, Abel, laid down his life for you. He gave himself as the firstborn of the flocks, and the result of his righteousness is that you're now declared righteous in the sight of his and your heavenly Father, passing out of death into life. You've been washed of your Cainness, O little child. You're fed and nourished by the new Abel, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're now a lover of your Savior brother and your spiritual siblings in Christ. Not because you were confirmed 10 or 20 or 30 or more years ago and haven't sinned since, but because of the Reformation truths of Scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone. You've received Christ's righteousness and love. We're now enabled to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters, not just in word and talk, but in deed and truth. We're called to do this certainly out in the world, but also inside the church when necessary. Sometimes the loving thing to do is the unpleasant thing to do. It's not pleasant to discipline your tattling or aggravating children. And it's not the pleasant thing to do to speak the truth in love to the erring. But on both counts, it is the loving thing to do to prevent physical and spiritual harm. This is what you have the awesome responsibility and privilege of proclaiming, both God's law and gospel. Thanks be to God, who is love, that we who were once aggravating, hating, murdering Cains are now loving and righteous brother Abels, little children of our Father in heaven. All this because our brother Jesus sought fit to love us, his brothers, by earning for us forgiveness, life, and salvation, so that we could not just get along, but actually love one another as he first loved us. Amen. May the peace of God that passes all that our minds can do guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus now and forever. Amen.